1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Friday morning, right? It is Friday morning. By my count, it is. That means it's time for music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Very well.
Got some thunderstorms rolling through today.
Yeah, ready for the last weekend of June?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm really not. It kind of, this, like Brian said, we've missed all our markers of summer.
I know. Isn't it something?
Next weekend is the 4th of July.
Next weekend's 4th of July weekend. This weekend you'd have Summerfest going on.
It would have been going on, but it's not. So, nope. Like Brian said, the markers are gone, so things have snuck up on.
Yeah, even like the golf tournaments are out of whack because they're not in order.
Oh,
you know, watching the Belmont last weekend.
No one did. No one watched the Belmont.
A shorter race and the first one of the Triple Crown.
Did you watch the Belmont?
I did.
So you were one of the few who did because it was the lowest numbers ever.
They did a terrible job.
Really?
Of that. I didn't feel its presence even in like sportscasts. It was like, you know, and I got to admit, I even woke up Saturday and was like, oh, yeah, the Belmont's on today. It wasn't like I had it circled on the calendar.
Maybe the people who run the Belmont were just sort of off their feed as well.
I think that's very understandable, too. Even though it was taking place about when it would have normally happened.
Right, but they didn't have the normal run-up to it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it wasn't it was the beginning of the Triple Crown, not the end. The big finale.
All right, let's start music news with what's out there, and everybody's talking about social issues. Up in Minneapolis, they want to remove a statue of Christopher Columbus, right?
Right.
And they want to replace it with?
Prince. Which, yeah, okay, understandable. You know, listen, we talked last week in Louisiana, they want Britney Spears instead of Confederate generals. And in Washington, they want the lead singer of GWAR instead of Andrew Jackson. That's in Richmond. They want him instead of Robert E. Lee. So, hey, understandable enough. This is actually a petition drive in Minnesota that started in 2017. But it's kind of got renewed traction now in the wake of all this, you know, let's remove all the people we think are bad statues and, you know, let's replace them with, I don't know, Prince. So the way this is going, we may have a bunch of music icons, you know, until somebody, you know, realizes, oh, they use drugs. Oh, no, they were.
That's what I was going to say. How long before they go, well, that guy's not a good example either.
Everyone you
can't drive 55. You can't put his statue up there, you know. So it's all getting a little bit silly, but this one in Prince, you know, this is gaining a little bit of traction. So we'll see what happens.
You mentioned this last week. The Dixie Chicks were probably going to be next as far as bands, because we had Lady Antebellum last week that they were going to have to do something with their name, and
they are. This came down yesterday, and they did it. It was done very softly, very subtly. They put out a new single yesterday called March March, and in all the announcements and social medias, this was the new single from The Chicks.
What is The Chicks' deal right now? Are they back up and running, or is Natalie Maine still a head case?
They're kind of, well, yes and yes.
She leaves the band members, the sisters, Marty and
Natalie.
Hanging a lot. It seems like she's like, well, I'm not in.
Let me cause trouble here.
Okay.
It's kind of analogous to the Go-Go's, really. You know, if you think back, you know, it was the band kind of ended for Belinda Carlisle's solo career and then kind of came back together and now operates as a part-time concern. Okay. That's kind of what the Dixie Chicks are. They pick their shots. You know, I think the last time they worked was, I want to say, 5 or 6 years ago. I could be wrong, and it could be longer. Now it's time to do something again, so they've got a new album coming out later this year, and they were going to tour. Now they're not. But when we do see them in the flesh again, it will be as the Chicks. They've taken Dixie out of the name.
But Brian has a good point.
If Donald Trump started talking about women and referred to them as chicks.
Totally.
Isn't that a pejorative? Don't we have a hashtag MeToo movement that might say, you know, chicks?
Well, this is you know, analogous to, you know, this is what they can call themselves, the Chicks.
Mm.
And now we're allowed to call them the Chicks. because so, that's their band name. But we couldn't call. We can't call them Chicks. We can call them the Chicks.
Wow, that is really splitting some hairs, isn't it, Gary?
Okay. Yeah, how many people are going to split?
Pick
so,
up on
you know,
that.
You know, I gave this one some thought.
All right.
But no, that's what it really is. Listen, think about all these rappers who drop the N-word, right? You know, it's context. It's
rappers. I just watched Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
Well, that's you know, yes.
And that word was thrown around
from,
like
very, very liberally
over and over. I was like, what? You said it again. Okay, so.
Yeah, so it's, you know, so there it's all, you know, it really is all about context in that case. But in this case, dropping the Dixie is for obvious reasons. And, you know, it's a little different than with Lady Antebellum, because Lady Antebellum actually comes from the Antebellum South. The Dixie Chicks come from Texas. So they're not compromising necessarily their own history by dropping that part of their name, but.
Did they ever use Confederate flags in their imagery or album
covers? They did not,
covers?
No. Okay. No, you got to remember the sisters.
Hold on a second. Stop.
Oh, you're gonna...
So if I'm a music fan, now I need to know where the band is from in order to decide whether the name is offensive. They're from Texas, so the Dixie Chicks or Chicks or whatever we're going by now, I shouldn't be offended because they're from Texas and not from where, did you say?
Well, no, I'm saying it's not from the – what I'm saying here is, you know, again, it's about context. Lady Antebellum, I think, has a slightly harder time changing their name because their members are actually from the Antebellum South.
Okay. All right.
The Dixie Chicks, it's not –
well,
it's
and
a
they
different
posed
kind of
in
issue,
like
– but they are not from Dixie.
Lady Antebellum, they posed on like mansion porticos and the flowing,
I believe that's right,
gowns and stuff, didn't
right.
they? They conjured up images of that.
Yeah, I mean, this is taking it several steps further than
it
we
really
necessarily
is.
Have to.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is, you know, in terms of understanding the decision making that's going on, I think it is worthwhile noting that okay, the Dixie Chicks are changing their name. By the way, they're not from Dixie.
All right. So how about the whole Penny Lane thing?
Well, that came and went pretty quickly. The International Slavery Museum in Liverpool did its research and did conclude that Penny Lane, of Beatles song fame, was not named after James Penny, who was a famous slave trader from that area. It could have been. You know, they did ascertain that, you know, Penny the man died in 1799. Penny the Lane came about in the 1840s, so it could have been, but they did their due diligence, researched it, and said no, it was, you know, somebody came up with it was Penny Lane, you know, British expression and all that. So,
all
right.
I think this probably
better now, though. They have to scrub all the signs that were defaced during the protests of the past month.
Yeah. A steel pressure washer will take care of that.
I think so.
Here, I think this would have happened regardless of what happened, you know, in our country or around the world over the last month or two or the last decade or however long you want to go back on that. Willie and Snoop are teaming up. I think that would have happened anyway.
Well, and it did once before for Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
Yes.
Yeah, because of their
the
love
song.
Of
but
weed.
Now Willie and, you know, Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg are going to do basically they're a stoner Ebony and Ivory. is what you would put it.
It will sell a ton of copies.
Oh, of course it will. And they, you know, they're going to put together a song that is, you know, it's them being Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
How did Snoop get to be so beloved and so marketable? Seriously, I mean,
Snoop,
the people who handle him, you know, his agencies, his managers, all that stuff. What a great job!
Oh yeah, no,
I think hanging out with Martha Stewart did a lot.
Snoop himself is a, you know, listen, is a very smart, gregarious guy. He gets along, you know, well with people. And listen, you do find that people in the entertainment world tend to gravitate to the guys who have the best stash. Okay, they just do. Look how popular Willie is, just because of a bus.
But Willie put on a great party. Willie was kind of the outsider. He didn't like Nashville, so he went back to Texas, and he told Waylon, come back to Texas.
Right.
You know, and they kind of did their own thing, and that's how they got that outlaw status. And
Well, and Snoop bought into the whole gangsta thing, even though he wasn't a big shoot-em-up guy. He was more on the dope end. And he throws a pretty good party, too. I know that comes as
okay.
a shock, but
yeah.
But he, you know, So not surprising, really, that the that Snoop and Willie are buddies and that they're going to do another song together.
If you were invited to a party, if you were invited to a party by Sean Combs, and you're invited to a party by Snoop, and they're going on the same day at the same time, which one are you going to?
Snoop.
Yeah, I would too. I just think it'd be
Snoop
more fun.
Got his lobster thermidor recipe on a cooking show.
Snoop is a great character, and he's done so much with this character of his, and he's made some good music with it.
That didn't hurt either, did it?
That doesn't hurt either.
No,
but I don't think that necessarily outweighs the good stash.
Has his music suffered? Has his music suffered because of all the other things he's taken on, including a Pop Warner football team?
Yeah, not really. I mean, it's still pretty good. He has the same issues every other performer has now. People aren't buying music. So, but he still makes, what he puts out still tends to be pretty good. And he's like Jimmy Buffett. He makes music that, works with the lifestyle.
It's amazing when he comes on the screen how many people go, love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Love Snoop.
No, he's a great character.
I just hope there's not something that's going to pop up. You go, oh, come on.
He's been in many movies.
Yeah, he was in Training Day.
But
he's in a wheelchair.
He's
in a wheelchair in Training Day.
Listen, he's done acting. He's done the whole gamut.
Yeah. That Kurt Cobain guitar, remember, they've been fighting over?
Yep. $6 million.
Ooh.
$6 million.
How mad is Courtney? You think Courtney Love was tough to be around before? Now that guitar has been sold and she didn't get the money, how unpleasant is she today?
We're not asking, but I'll tell you how big a sale this is. The record for a guitar before that, this one, keep in mind, it sold for $6 million. The record before was $3.95 million. So nearly double.
It's that much better. It's Kurt Cobain's.
It's an acoustic guitar. Of course, it's a Martin acoustic guitar, and Martins sell for big money even when they're not played by a historian.
What did Kurt Cobain pay for that guitar? Do you have any idea?
Nobody has said, and it's highly likely he was given it.
Right, but what's it? What do they go for that guitar?
It like retail.
But everything's like that. What's a baseball go for?
I know. I'm just wondering.
That guitar goes somewhere in the five figures just as a guitar.
Okay. So it's a nice, it's a high-end guitar.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a Fat Martins are the standard of acoustic guitars.
Yeah. Well, it's worth a lot more now because he played it on Unplugged on MTV.
Absolutely. And interestingly, the guy who bought it, an Australian businessman named Peter Friedman, he plans to use it to take it around the world to, he says, lobby governments to start proper funding for mental health, medical wages lost and awareness about mental health issues. So it's,
Okay, this is just me talking here, but couldn't he have taken that $6 million and done more with that than just taking a guitar around to help people with mental health issues?
We'll find out, if he winds up creating different kind of awareness, new laws and things like that, new benefits by having that guitar in his possession. Maybe he can do more with the guitar than he could have by just plopping money into an organization.
What's this David Lee Roth name prank thing?
A joke. It is a joke. So anyway, he's playing on, and it's kind of arcane because this is the way David Lee Roth is. He's playing on Lee and Robert E. Lee. So he's dropping the Lee, and he says he wants to be known either as David L. Roth or just L. Roth, as in E.L. Roth.
L. Roth.
So it's a little arcane of a prank, because a lot of people don't think of the Lee as part of Robert E. Lee. It's been part of his name forever. His dad's middle name was Lee. But, he put it out there on social media and caused a lot of flutter. And, fans are, everybody's wondering, but it's David Lee Roth.
Hey, he made the list this week. It worked.
Oh, yeah. No, he got talked about. And for a guy who's not doing a whole lot of anything, he was going to open for Kiss this summer. That's not happening.
Is he on for next summer anyway? I mean,
No, they haven't said yet. Kiss is one of the tours that hasn't re-announced yet.
What other shows have canceled? Because it wouldn't be a week in music news if you didn't go through the...
No, it wouldn't be, would it? So the Bonnaroo Festival is off. They had moved from June to September, and now they're off for 2020. It'll take place in 2021, and there will be some sort of viral event in September to take its place. Adele was going to postpone her album release. It was due out in September. She hasn't said when yet. I have an Evanescence and Within Temptation are postponing their 2021, this year's tour to 2021. Outside Lands Festival is moving to 2021, not going to happen this year. The Golden Globes, since the Oscars are going to delay, the Golden Globes are going to move to late February. And the Kennedy Center Honors are going to postpone their Mark Twain Prize. And they haven't announced a new date for that yet.
All right. We're just
Controversy up in Cadott, Wisconsin with the Rock Fest?
We have two going on there. You have, of course, Rock Fest is the, you know, is about refunds, as I understand it. It's about what they're doing financially. And then you have this thing going on in Ringgold, July 16th through 18th. It started life billed as the COVID Herd Immunity Fest. And now it's going to be known as the July Mini Fest. Not a huge lineup in terms of, you know, it's going to be 15 bands, but it's the level of Adelita's Way, Static X, Dope, Sponge, and some others are going to take part in it. Nonpoint, the band dropped out after being called out by another band online saying, and this was before the name change, saying, dudes, are you really going to play a festival called the Herd Immunity that basically says, hi, we want you to come and get sick? Type of festival. So this has drawn a lot of attention around the world, first of all, because it's the first festival that's taking place.
Really?
You know,
are they the first?
Slated to take place.
First
and then, of course,
back on their
the name,
feet?
You know, brings about a lot of attention, and a lot of people are saying, you know, are you kidding? Are you really going to do this? So stay tuned, and we'll see if it happens.
That's a little bit, that's close to Chippewa Falls.
That
right
is
there by Lining.
That's right up there in Leinenkugel country.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
All right, Gary.
All right, you guys have a good, safe weekend.
All right.
You too.
As well. We'll talk next week.
All right, Gary. Thanks for the time. Gary Graff, our music expert, Friday mornings.